So you know that David Hochberg guy, the vice president of lending at Team Hochberg, he hosts our Home Sweet Home Chicago show Saturdays from 10 to 1, where they talk about real estate, among other things. Hock, how are you today?
I'm great, John. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. What do you make of the idea that a 50-year mortgage would get people into homes, and while you would pay less, you'd build less equity, but is that a possibility? What do you make of a 50-year mortgage?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, right? I mean, you're going to be paying here, the positive is, obviously, your payment's going to be lower, which will enable more people to qualify to buy homes. Okay, so that's a positive. The negative, you know, one of the negatives is you're going to be paying a lot more principal, I mean, a lot more interest over the 50 years than you would over a 30-year mortgage, right? That's a negative. A positive, John, would be that it would enable those borrowers who can't qualify now to qualify for a home, and you really build equity and you build wealth in real estate by having your property appreciate, not so much paying your principal down. Okay, so that would give more listeners the opportunity to get into real estate and possibly enjoy the growth of equity appreciation of their property. The bad news is, John, when you make it easier for people to qualify for homes, you're going to put a rush into the market, which is going to put an added pressure on the price, which is going to drive the prices up. So
that's
what I heard. Those, you know, listeners that are buying at a lower rate is going to cost some more money. So they're going to get into a challenge of they might not qualify for a home because the prices are going up. So do I think the 50-year loan is a good idea? On paper, financially, probably not for a lot of our listeners, but it does open the opportunity for more listeners to become homeowners and gain access to the American dream of the 62-64% that own homes. So it's a loaded question. It's been getting a lot of attention, obviously, since the president threw it out there over the weekend. I think it's a better idea than his idea of a 15-year auto loan, which I just think is absolutely asinine and ridiculous.
Because so, that's a depreciating asset, and a home goes up in value, although you're paying so little then on the principal. I mean, at least you're
100%,
not... 100%. But rent is zero, and
correct.
So there's a lot of the president's ideas I think are crazy, and that he's thought about them as long as it takes his thumbs to write them. So I'm just I'm living with this thing for the first time too. I think Steve, jump in here. Alexander, who also does business news for us in the business of food, had an interesting question. What was your question,
hey, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if you've been able to calculate what the reduction in the monthly payment would be on, say, a $500,000 home?
Yeah, by a $500,000 house, how much less is your payment if you go 20 more years?
Well, I saw this on a couple, because there are a bunch of pundits out there throwing numbers out there. What they fail to understand is that you will typically pay a higher rate, right? Because, they're not in it every day like I am. Like a 15-year fixed loan, the rate is cheaper than a 30-year, right? So what they're not factoring in is that the rate on a 50-year, which I don't think we'll ever see, is going to be higher than a 30-year, even though it's amortized over 20 more years. I know you got a lot of wheel spinning there and balls.
No, but I understand 15 and 30. 15-year notes are less than 30-year, and so I would imagine a 40 or 50-year would be more than a 30-year. That makes sense.
Correct. I think a 50-year mortgage, to answer Steve's question, is probably going to be on a $500,000 purchase with 20% down, a $400,000 mortgage, is probably going to save the homeowner about $200 a month. Okay, I mean, that's what it's going to come out to ballpark, and they're going to pay like 70, 80 grand or 100 grand more in interest over the extra 20 years.
Okay.
I think what would be a better solution to the challenges that we have is to encourage home builders to build more homes. Okay, I was on with Hanson last night. He asked me the same question. I brought this up. When I moved to Chicago from New York, my parents moved out here in 1972, we looked at homes in Buffalo Grove. We moved to Des Plaines. And we looked at home in Buffalo Grove in the 70s, and there were still cornfields and soybean fields in Buffalo Grove. Okay, now you've got to go 50 miles west to Buffalo Grove to see a cornfield or a soybean field because everything is fully developed in the past 50 years, right? That's what needs to happen, boys, right? We need more development and encourage builders to build more homes and get rid of the loan level price adjusters, which I know FHFA chairperson Pulte is looking into that the Biden administration put in that makes it more expensive to buy homes, which was ridiculous when they put it in. I talked about ad nauseum. But I think encouraging programs for first-time homebuyers, instead of talking about a ridiculous 50-year loan, instead of maybe looking at a 35- or 40-year loan, which I think is more reasonable than a 50-year. Again, John, what you said, sometimes the president's thumbs get ahead of what he's thinking. And, you know, the 15-year car loan's a little, it's just asinine. And the 50-year yeah. mortgage does help borrowers get into homes easier, but I don't know if it makes sense financially.
And the idea that the president is behind a 15-year car loan may exist on the internet, but I'm not even sure that the president owns that idea. That might be, I don't want to call it an internet hoax, but just because we've all read it online doesn't mean that the president was actually behind that. The claim stems from an image I'm just reading from a story in Newsweek bearing the color scheme and design of a White House website. But the image taken from X is not the president's. But he does seem to like this 50-year mortgage idea. The president is floating the idea of a 50-year mortgage. That'll help folks get into properties. We're asking our mortgage expert, David Hochberg, what he thinks about that. David, I appreciate your analysis, and I think a lot of people agree with you that this probably isn't in everybody's best interest because you're getting so little principal. You're not saving that much money per month. A 50-year note, are you kidding me? The banks will get rich. I don't care if the banks get rich. I don't care if the banks right. get broke. I probably care more about that. But the point is, I want what's best for me. You've always argued for lower payments. And since most of us who have been buying homes for our adult lives never own the homes, maybe eventually I right. will or our listeners will, but plenty of homes you buy just as long, and you're in it for 5 or 7 years. So if a 50-year note reduces my monthly payment, isn't that an interesting trade to consider?
Yeah, it's like I said originally. It gets more listeners into homes with a lower rate that they can afford a home, gives them the opportunity to experience, hopefully, with the shortage of housing that we have, appreciation on the home, because that's how you really make money in real estate, is not by paying off your mortgage, but through the appreciation of the of your property. Buying a home for $200,000 30 years ago, and the home is now worth $700-$900 million today, right? That's how you make money in real estate. It gives more of our listeners the opportunity with the lower payment and a lower rate, right? Or any rate whatsoever. You also yeah. get the benefits of
right.
writing
right.
off the interest and the taxes and all that stuff. And, you know, it's like you said, where are you going to live? You're going to rent, and rent's not going down either. Right.
Oh, so, are you kidding me? Rents are terrible. But I also think what Steve said was interesting, that this might be inflationary, or maybe you said it. If we have more dollars chasing a fixed amount of properties, then the price is going to go up. And if I'm only going to save $200 a month on a 50-year note, but the house is more expensive, maybe it's a wash, right?
Which it will inevitably do. I mean, it's supply and demand, right? If we don't have enough houses right now, and the appreciation of, excuse me, and we've seen the appreciation that we've seen with the current rates. Imagine throwing a whole new set of buyers into the mix with the inventory that we have out there, which isn't robust. It's going to push prices up, which is going to be inflationary. And yeah, it's going to be cheaper if you go into a 50-year fixed loan, but you know, you're going to push the rates up. But I guess that's good for those people that currently own homes. Right? I mean, that's the whole purpose of it.
Yeah, again, right. What about that?
I think there's a better way to do it. It's kind of like firing the lady at the BLS because you don't like the numbers that come out instead of, you know, fixing the system. I think there's a better way to fix the housing system that we're all experiencing right now, which, again, I mentioned in the last segment, encourage builders to build homes that that will help home buyers, first-time home buyers, get in and then, you know, work your way up. Again, 50 years ago, folks, Buffalo Grove in the 70s. You had cornfields and soybean fields.
All right, but how are we going to do that? How are we going to encourage home builders to build more homes and build three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,800-square-foot, you know, $350,000 houses or whatever that house costs?
It's a great question. You incentivize them through builder's credits to build those type of homes. You incentivize them through accelerated depreciation to fund and help the municipalities fund roads and sewers and all the different types of support that's going to need, new schools, new hospitals, new fire. I mean, there's a way to do it. You need a Marshall Plan, and the challenge with our system is every 4 years we're rotating some other, you know, clown show through our government,
right,
and there's no master, you know, Marshall Plan.
No, you need cooperation that I can't imagine. John, the longer you finance anything, the worse it is for the buyer. I understand that. For David, I work with a couple of major home builders, and their lower price house starts at $400,000, and those are for the very far west suburbs. Those don't seem available for a first-time buyer.
Well, hang on. On the flip side, your first-time home buyer, dual income, right? That first time buyer is combined income is $100,000 to $150,000, right? And you could easily afford a $400,000 home with that income. The biggest challenge here in Illinois, John, is the ridiculous real estate taxes that we pay here. Okay. And that eats into the affordability of homes.
I know that's important, David, and I don't have time to get into that here. John, a person buys a house at the age of 30, and 50 years later, they're 80 years old. Yeah, that's the crazy thing about this. But again, I just don't think anybody should sign a 50-year note and expect to pay it off. I think that should just be your starter property. David, I got to go, but it's interesting to hear your perspective on this, and I'm sure you'll be talking about it, if not on Saturday, sooner with the rest of us.
Yep, appreciate the opportunity, guys.
David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending. You hear him Saturday mornings on WGN, the Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg.